Bob Dylan turned 60 today, and Miles Davis would have been 75 tomorrow. Commentator Ev Ehrlich says their lives reveal something important about America's culture and economy.
We know Dylan and Davis as iconoclastic geniuses who invented new idioms, folk rock and post-bop cool jazz. 40 years ago, when Dylan recorded Freewheelin' and Davis made his classic Kind of Blue, their music was a wedge that split our culture. Yet now, both men are recognized as artistic icons who moved the mainstream to them. Dylan's honored at the Kennedy Center. Davis is celebrated on PBS. Their transition from rebels to totems is more than a generational change. It speaks to a larger openness that defines American culture, a culture open and malleable enough to accept the challenges posed by the music, attitudes, and beliefs that Dylan and Davis embodied and to incorporate them into itself. And that same openness now plays an ever more important role in our economic lives. We understand that the world economy is linked by computers and telecommunications networks. As a result, everyone, everywhere, has access to everything. There's no resource that can't be found in the stateless world of the internet. But if that's true, then what distinguishes one country from another in terms of their economic environment? If money, technology, information, and everything else moves around the world instantaneously, then what's a nation's ace in the hole? Smart kids and fast computers can be found everywhere. What economic resource remains truly American? The answer, increasingly, is culture, particularly as it relates to business. The way managers think about their companies, the way new ideas find their way into practice, and the rules and behaviors that guide economic activity. If anyone can get anything in the global networked economy, then the economic race will be won by those companies and nations that best put it all together. In a word, the information-rich global economy favors openness, and American culture provides it. Its open capital markets finance the entrepreneurship and innovation that have poured out of the garages and dorm rooms that spawned Edison, Ford, or Dell. Its open trading regime turns foreign memory chips into powerful computers, textiles into apparel, and audio and video equipment into entertainment. And its openness to immigration and diversity means a steady flow of new thinking and perspectives. New ideas are now the world's coin, and the society that embraces them will prosper. The new ideas that Dylan and Davis fostered amid protest and turmoil ultimately not only changed our society, but became an integral part of it. Our society isn't perfect, but it is malleable, and that very same openness has taken on a new economic life in today's world. Our prosperity and, remarkably, our one-time rebels are drawn from the same well.
The comments of Ev Ehrlich, a former Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration. His latest novel is called Grant Speaks.